Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
The bullets were dancing all around a certain soldier as he dove into the nearest foxhole. Discovering the hole wasn't very deep, he took his helmet and started digging for all he was worth to give himself a few more inches of cover. Suddenly, his helmet struck a metallic object. He felt with his fingers and carefully pried loose a metal object made of sterling silver. It was a crucifix, left behind by the soldier who had been the previous occupant of that foxhole. In a moment, another person dove into the foxhole. It was a chaplain. "Boy, am I glad to see you," said the soldier. Holding up the crucifix, he turned to him and said, "How do you work this thing?" How do you work this thing? We smile at the humor, but it underlines an important fact about life today. We spend a lot of our lives trying to work God, or blame Him for things not working when we think He sure changed us. I've received a growing number of letters which have not only puzzled me, but have caused me real concern. People are disappointed, yes, even angry with God, because they feel God didn't come through when they expected Him to deliver. The person didn't get the job he or she expected. The big contract went to a competitor. The writer prayed, and yet a marriage failed. How do you work God anyway? Are people actually left out because they don't know the right formula? They don't know the right words? Are they going to the wrong church? Or not putting enough money in the plate when it passes? Don't they have enough righteousness to motivate God to sit up and take notice of all the good things they are doing? What's wrong anyway? What is wrong is that we're about 180 degrees out of sync with God. So what does that mean? Well, let me ask, was God created for your benefit, or is it the other way around? A number of years ago, a group of godly people met together and over a period of time formulated an understanding of who God is and what our relationship to Him should be. The document is known today as the Westminster Confession of Faith. One of the first articles in this great document is the confession that man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy God forever. Enjoy God? Is that different than working God? Totally different. When I glorify God, He's the center of attention. Understanding that He is righteous and holy, and I'm a sinner, brings me to an understanding of why I need God's grace and favor. And knowing that, I experience forgiveness and cleansing, which results in my enjoyment of life in a new measure. My son is one of those individuals who enjoys scaling the face of a cliff instead of working up the trail. As a mountain climber, Steve understands that certain things are vitally necessary both for safety and success. One of them is the ability to stay focused. When our focus is upon Him, you can move up the face of the cliff one step at a time. That's life. When I choose to glorify God by recognizing Him as sovereign and Lord, I cease to work God and allow Him to work in my life, which brings the joy that makes for real happiness. Understanding who He is and understanding my relationship to Him is that of His humble subject makes it very clear He is Lord. The soldier in the foxhole who wanted to make the crucifix work isn't much different from a lot of us today. And it never works. Think about it.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.